The New World Order is working hard at creating a food supply because, according to them, we're overpopulated. According to them, Earth is at a point where population is so high that they need to do something.
The UN predicts that 8 billion people will live on this planet by November 15th. That's more than three times what it was in 1950. By the end of the decade, the population could grow by another 500 million people. By 2050, over 9.7 billion and well over 10 billion by the turn of the next century.
It's part of their propaganda. It's part of the deception. It's part of their programming. And if they repeat it long enough, people will believe it to the point where they're not creating all sorts of entities such as glow-in-the-dark animals. You've seen this already. Cloning, resurrecting extinct animals. All in the name of quote-unquote science.
In 2011, scientists created glow-in-the-dark cats. The researchers took a gene from glowing jellyfish and inserted it into the unfertilized eggs of house cats. It was a neat trick, but they had a bigger goal in mind. They also made the cats more likely to be resistant to a feline form of AIDS by, again, manipulating their DNA. And cats aren't that different than humans.
Ephesians 6:12 warned us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against entities, principalities, rulers of the darkness of this world. And the rulers of the darkness of this world have been practicing on our pets for a very, very, very long time. When you look at a chihuahua, how do you think we got to a chihuahua? When you look at a pug, how do you think we got to a pug? This all comes from a different type of looking animal, a wolf as an example. That's just a small glimpse to show you how genetic manipulation, whether it has been selective or by design, you can see clearly that they've been practicing for a very, very long time. And our food supply is one of those things that they've been practicing upon, such as injecting the jab, mRNA technology, even in veggies.
Researchers have just launched a late-stage clinical trial on a whole new kind of COVID-19 vaccine. One that's grown in plants. They're looking for volunteers in San Diego. We're going in depth on what you might call the world's first vegan vaccine. Medicago's manufacturing facility looks like a nursery, but inside these plants, they're growing a new kind of vaccine.
In 2 Samuel 21:20, it talks about there was a battle in Gath and there was a man of great stature. And this was not a regular human being. They were battling Nephilims, okay? These weren't regular human beings. These were beings that had six fingers, every foot six toes. Not even a chancla would fit one of them giants, man. We're talking about some big old toes, man. Can you imagine the toenail clipper you'll need for one of them big old toenails? That's crazy.
We share around 90% of our DNA with them. So why can't we engineer humans in the same way? Well, we can. Engineer ourselves to be resistant to life-threatening illnesses, that is. In fact, one scientist claims that he's genetically engineered two babies using a revolutionary tool called CRISPR. But what exactly is a CRISPR baby anyway? Would you like to be 6 feet tall or never bald? The secret to traits like these lies in the 6 billion letters of your genetic code. But there can be something else in there as well. Mutations. Genetic mutations are linked to at least 6,000 medical conditions, from sickle cell anemia to Huntington's disease. But what if you could make those mutations simply disappear? That's where the gene editing tool CRISPR comes in.
They had Nephilims that they battled back then. 1 Chronicles 26 talks about these beings being born to giants. Son of giants. So that means that their parents were Nephilim and they had offsprings. Folks, there's nothing new under the sun. We may not look at them today as giants that have some big old foot with some big old chanclas, but I am telling you that I firmly believe, this is just my opinion, I believe that as the days of Noah, we're going to see the same things in our current day and age, and the things that we're going to see, they're going to be spooky for a lot of different people. The film industry has prepared individuals via Marvel, Capcom, via all of these hybrids that are constantly prepared They've prepared society to accept beings that are outside of this realm. They'll tell you they look human, but they have alien DNA. They have this battle of good aliens versus bad aliens that are coming to fight together to save the Earth, and you have to trust the good aliens, of course. It's always some sort of diabolical alien superhero that they're telling you to place your trust in. Now, some articles have actually talked about the fact that as they keep on studying fossils, they've always talked about the caveman, the Neanderthal, as an example. They've talked about many, remember Lucy? They were talking about that Lucy and the bones of Lucy. Well, they keep on finding different things. And as they study Neanderthals, they're even saying that they don't have the same human DNA that we had. Could it be that what they're finding are remnants of diabolical entities, of those 6-foot-toe type of beings? You never know, because history has been hidden from many of us. So what we're seeing is just little glimpses and bits of the things that we see. But one thing I'll tell you for sure, whatever is happening, they're no longer hiding it, okay? Whatever is happening, they're now bringing it to light. And the New World Order, with all of these fake meats that they're now creating, they have fake steak, they have fake chicken, they have fake vegetables.
A juicy sizzling steak, made by computer. While obtaining regular meat is a process that's been taking place for millennia, cow, butcher, beef, Redefine Meat, a meat alternative startup out of Israel, makes their product using a highly technical process. The mix of soy and pea protein, chickpeas, beetroot, nutritional yeast, and coconut fat is formed into steak-like shapes using a 3D printer.
Our goal is to become the largest meat company in the world just by harnessing technology instead of animals.
Meat substitutes are not new, but unlike the soy-based crumbles that mimic ground beef, Redefine Meat's product is designed to act, taste, and cut like flank steak.
This is the holy grail of alternative meat.
But the most important part, how does it taste? This diner was happy.
The texture feels right. Even the smell smells like the real thing. Really authentic for meat, revolutionary.
Now they're talking about almond milk. Now I'll be honest with you, man. I grew up in Puerto Rico and we had farms, and I would go milk the little titties from the cow. A cow has little tits for you to milk. I have never seen an almond have little tits for you to milk. What I'm trying to tell you is that, I'm not saying it's bad to drink almond milk. What I'm telling you is that all of these milks that don't come from something that has milk, that's crazy. Maybe it's just me. But back in the day when we grew up, you just ate food. And it was just, hey, you picked a banana off the tree, you ate it. Nowadays, you have all of these gluten this, gluten that, no gluten this, gluten this, and what you have is utter chaos in our food industry. Water is no longer water. Food is no longer food. Just like in Dubai, rain was no longer rain because they were doing cloud seeding until the day came that a storm arrived because they were manipulating the weather.
So you think this is olive oil, right? Wrong. Well, maybe some of it is, but this is actually a classic example of food fraud.
The extra virgin olive oils are being switched out with cheap ones.
And fraudulent to sell something labeled as something else.
Why is this fish being mislabeled?
Your Parmesan cheese products do not contain any Parmesan cheese.
As there was no one brand that stood out as completely safe.
Wow, so we can't eat anything.
I guarantee you, anytime a product can be passed off as something more expensive, it will be. It's that simple.
Counterfeits, dilution, substitution, and mislabeling. Food fraud not only harms consumers' wallets, it puts their health and safety.
Crazy stuff all around, yet Jesus is still God and Jesus is still overcome, and he will continue to protect and guide us to make sure that we stay focused on his path. By the way, as you're watching this video, I apologize if I'm not able to respond too much to the comment section. I'm actually in Puerto Rico. My father has cancer. My mother has cancer. My wife's parents are also ill. So God made a way for us to be able to come here. It's not easy to take a trip over here, but we're here. And hopefully we'll have some of that footage coming up. So if you're watching this video, you're wondering, where's Tally? Tally's in Puerto Rico. Your brother Tally's in Puerto Rico. Please pray for us. It's not easy. You know, we're not traveling people. We don't like to necessarily travel and do different things. And you know, all of what comes with the travel. So just pray for us, and we appreciate it. And we'll show footage when we get back home. Family, God is awesome. And there is a spirit of fear out there that is aimed at destroying your walk with Jesus Christ. This is why the scriptures tell us very clear in 2 Corinthians 10:4-5, okay? Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God and bring it into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ. So if today, as you're watching this video, we've discussed a couple of aspects that are happening, right? In life, you have all sorts of issues in your life. You have anxiety, you have depression, you have frustrations, you have your kids, you have your husband, you have your wife, you have all sorts of situations. Whatever you're going through, make sure you remember that if you're feeling overwhelmed, feel like giving up, if you feel like this world is just absolutely chaotic to the point that you don't even know what to eat anymore, you don't even know what to do anymore, take your thoughts to the word of Jesus Christ, submit to Jesus Christ, and allow him to guide your way. You don't have nothing to fear. The aspects of the things that we discuss is just to get you prepared. But above all, remember that Jesus Christ has already won this battle. Even I, as I'm recording this ahead of time, working ahead of time, because I don't want to go to Puerto Rico and not leave the ministry taken care of. I have so many concerns and worries and so many fears and so many all different thoughts that come in my mind. Yet in faith, I'm still going to continue to do what we got to do because God is that awesome. You do the same. We take all of these thoughts to the word of God. We allow God to win. We allow God to win. I want you to pray with me right now, okay? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you for your dear son. Father, sometimes as brothers and sisters in the Lord, as we're living in this world, we can get exhausted by the many crazy things that are happening all around. Father, may we not be like Martha. You know, John 11:39, when you told Martha to take away that stone, Martha, she said to him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he has been dead 4 days. We're bound to go through issues, Heavenly Father. You know that this trip and what I'm doing is not easy. You know that the battle that brothers and sisters that are out there is not easy. You know that the many things that people are going through is not easy. But Heavenly Father, may we never get to the point that we're like Martha, that you're asking us to take a step in obedience and we're telling you that, hey, I understand Jesus, but guess what? This problem is too big. May the Lord rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. May we never get to that point of unbelief. May we get to a point that if Jesus says in your life, take away that stone, brother, sister, in the Lord, take away that stone, that in the name of Jesus Christ, by faith, we take away that stone in belief and understanding that the one that has called you has already done his awesome job in you, and he's going to see you through this season of despair. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Again, thank you for passing by. You have no idea how grateful I am for brothers and sisters in the Lord like yourself. Take a few seconds, share this video, press a thumbs up, subscribe if you haven't yet subscribed. In addition, for those that are considering supporting this ministry, thank you very much. That goes a very long way. We also have another channel called Bible TV Project. There we dive into deeper aspects of the Word of God. We have discipleship videos throughout the week, live streams, Saturday service, Sunday service, different style of a channel because it's going to be mainly focused on just discipleship, but I really think that you're going to be blessed by it. It's on the screen. The video is on the screen. Go ahead and click on there. And when you click on that video, subscribe to that channel. That's episode one of the Caught Thought series that we're talking about, taking thoughts captive. I hope you're blessed by it. Again, thank you for being there. This is, like I said, this journey could not be possible without every single one of you being so kind enough to pass by. Thank you for making this channel a part of your weekly subscription. God bless you and see you on that other channel as well, all right? God bless. Thank you for your prayers.